Power 4.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We're going to top out today at 25. And it's going to be really warm later on this week, up into the mid-40s on Wednesday. Insanely nice. And I'm glad I don't have to shovel my snow any further than
Yay.
I did. I just did a little quick dusting.
Yeah?
Just got a broom
dusting?
Out.
Okay.
Well, there wasn't much snow, you know. Just did a little dusting.
Gotcha.
That's all it was. Another thing people were talking about with the Super Bowl last night was after the game was over, and Joe Flacco and his eyebrows are walking around after the game, and he's celebrating. And
he's swearing.
And yeah, he kind of dropped.
Holy shit, huh? Awesome. Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't as loud and... Yes, it was audible. Definitely it was audible. I'm not going to say you couldn't hear it.
I heard it right away.
It didn't surprise me, though.
I was surprised.
I've watched lots of football games, and sometimes there's an open mic that gets a little too close, and you can hear something.
Okay. I was surprised. Would have thought there would have been some sort of time delay or some sort of thing to, you know, make sure that didn't happen.
Well, and then the people who are like, well, he knows he's got a camera on him.
He did.
Do you think Joe Flacco gives crap one about the cameras on him after he just won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but you still know.
Childhood dream achieved. Do you think he gives crap one about the cameras around him?
He should still know, though.
Ray Lewis, on the other hand, cares about all the cameras around him.
There's kids still watching.
He doesn't... Yeah, but he didn't know... They're not supposed to be audible. I mean, you can't blame Joe Flacco for it.
No, I... Just
it's a football game.
He could have watched what he was saying. Just
a football
out.
Team is a boys' club.
Okay.
And he just won the Super Bowl.
So they're supposed to swear on CBS?
I didn't say they're supposed to. I'm saying if anybody's to blame, CBS should not have the gain turned up so high on their microphones. That's all.
I would have just had some, like, the announcer still talking or something over it, you know, and had the volume
but
down on that.
The thing is, the reason they're leaving him up, though, is sometimes you get a really cool quote. You'll hear him say something really neat, you know, sort of a behind the curtain thing.
Some swear words.
Or you get that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's a fleeting thing. It wasn't really, I seriously doubt CBS is going to get fined over it. It's not the first time it's happened.
I hope not.
I seriously doubt
they can afford it, though.
I seriously doubt
they had an extra 35 minutes worth of commercial time to play.
Well, anyway, that's one thing. With the rule change, with the all scoring plays are reviewed, they automatically review every scoring play.
Okay.
All that has done, I think this is a bunch of crap. All that has done is giving the TV networks another place to put a bunch of commercials.
Right.
And
especially in the Super Bowl.
It's annoying and the game moves slow bad enough when you're watching it on TV. When you're at the game and they're in TV timeouts, you can tell. Like, you've been to games up at the Dome.
Yeah.
They're just standing around for like 3 minutes doing nothing.
Yeah.
And it just completely ruins the flow of the game.
You still feel pretty entertained when you're actually at the game, though. Like, I never...
That's the alcohol talking.
Oh, maybe. No, I was always I'm always entertained when I'm there.
And
people watching if there's nothing else going on, you can people watch.
Yeah, there's that.
And that's
too, I guess.
Watching alcohol.
Kim is on the phone. How are you, Kim?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's up?
So I just heard you guys talking about that Fire Fiele and that nerd guy kissing commercial for the Super Bowl. And I totally saw on Facebook, I can't verify it, but I saw a bunch of rumblings that he actually graduated from School of Mines. He's from South Dakota.
Well, really?
I'm actually been looking for this information because I did read that one of the people in the commercials was from South Dakota, but not School of Mines. Dakota State University is what I was finding. I'm trying to find the information about it, but I have not found it yet. I've been looking.
Yeah. Well, I thought they originally posted that it was Dakota State, and I actually go to Dakota State. And then there are people saying that he was from School of Mines, so I wasn't sure. But either way, he's from South Dakota.
Well, if he really is a web nerd, that would make sense,
well,
Dakota State.
I did find that he graduated, though, from a Texas college. So I don't know if that's true. So I'm trying to find the information on it.
Wow.
So as soon as I find it, we'll let you know.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks
for the call. But there was a that would be fascinating if he did end up.
He went to Texas State University. Is where he went.
Texas State University?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of Texas State. There's Texas A&M. And there's Texas Tech.
Texas State University of San Marcos.
Oh, okay. There was a...
I'm pretty sure he didn't go to Dakota State University from what I'm reading on his biography on IMDb.
Oh, you found him on IMDb?
Oh, yeah. He's been in a ton. He's like... being dubbed as like the best extra ever. He's been in a ton of extra shows like American Pie 2. He was playing the trumpet like at the end of the bus. He was in The Social Network sitting in one of the classrooms. A bunch of HBO.
He is making a living being the nerd in the background.
Yeah, exactly. He has literally been in just old school. He was in that.
And what most people don't realize, I don't know what the amount is, but even if you're just... if you have, it depends on how prominent your role is as an extra,
mm-hmm.
but like there's a pay scale that you have to get paid. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But I mean, if he's in Old School for 10 seconds, he's going to make some pretty good cash.
He was actually in the Magic Mike auditions. he was in Park and Recreation. He was also in the show Chuck. A whole bunch. Like he has literally been, like I said, How I Met Your Mother. Is the hot dog buying guy, Big Bang Theory, Social Network, Elect Charlie, Glee. He was actually in there as well. I mean, like a ton.
Wow.
Yeah. He's been, like I said, dubbed as.
And he got to make out with Bar Raffaelli.
Yep. It took, believe I read, 45 takes.
Oh, that poor guy.
45 takes to get the kiss right.
You want me to do what? And you're going to pay me for it? Really?
Is this a joke? I'm totally going to screw this up.
Is this a joke?
44 times.
Oh, I know. I would screw it up every time. They would have to fire me. I'd screw it up so many times. Oh, my gosh.
Right?
News is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 722 up to 25 today. We have the internet quote of the day, Mel. What is it?
Always keep get well cards on the mantle. That way, when unexpected guests arrive, they'll think that you were too ill to clean.
We have got Shauna in studio again from Elegant Expressions. Welcome.
You have to turn on her microphone.
Yep, I know.
I did my job.
My bad.
Now I'm here.
Yep. And now you're...
She was here.
The whole time.
Here, alive, kicking, and ready to roll.
Both times, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, so what are we doing this weekend down at Elegant Expressions? Same thing?
Well, a little bit different. This week, starting today, the 4th through the 10th, so going through Sunday, this is now a week-long extravaganza. So before it was for the prom girls and having some fun. Now we're getting down to like some serious bridal business. So if you're a bride getting married or you're a bridesmaid in a wedding or you're a mom with a bride, anything to do with bridal, tuxedos, guys, you get in on the deals too. This is the week that you have all the special savings. And once again, the proceeds go to Children's Miracle Network here at Sanford.
Very cool. Now, Nice. Is it, do you guys have like is it tux rental or is it like the suit tux kind of purchase thing? Because I know guys are starting to buy them now instead of just renting them.
It is, and it depends on what your needs are. I mean, obviously, if you're a guy and you have a suit, you know, you might go buy. However, we all know that the bride rules. So if she doesn't like that suit in her wedding, you're going to be renting what the bride wants. So most of the time, it's a rental for a wedding. So.
No matter how hideous it is.
No matter if you look like Barney, whatever the bride says goes.
I was glad my wife didn't make me wear something stupid.
No, you just look pretty cool.
You've seen our wedding pictures?
Yeah, I've seen like the chucks and stuff.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, you have on Facebook. You have some pictures on Facebook.
Oh, so you've creeped that deep into my past.
I totally creep. I think we talked about it before.
Oh, I don't recall that. Okay.
Guys looking snazzy. They get to look snazzy too.
You don't remember us talking
about? No, I don't recall that at all.
Okay. Yeah. We talked about you wearing chucks and I looked at a picture of it.
Okay.
Now, is that the bride's idea or yours?
That was my idea.
That was my idea. You're making me sound like I'm some sort of creeper here.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. No, I've always liked chucks, and so I decided for the groomsman gift, because most groomsman gifts suck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't, like,
very creative.
If I got something, you know, like, I don't use a flask. I would never want a flask. So I didn't want to give a flask. Right. So I wanted to give something practical that they'd actually use again. And so I had to special order half of them because I bought up every pair of black Chucks in town. I was going all over the place trying to find them in the right sizes. So ended up special ordering them. But yeah, no, it was cool. But then the pastor, this was funny. The pastor says after the wedding, he's like, no one told me about the shoes.
See, shoes aren't just for little ladies.
No.
You know? I know, but apparently he was upset about
apparently
the shoes.
Apparently he was a little bit, not bad. He was like, I don't care. It's not your wedding, dude. Anyway. So this starts this week, goes through the weekend?
It does. It starts today, 10 a.m. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 8. Saturday, 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 4. We prefer appointments, but obviously we'll take anyone that has anything to do with the wedding because the proceeds are going to a great cause, which is Children's Miracle Network, right here locally at Sanford's Castle. I owe everything to them for my kids, so I'd love for if everyone would come out.
All right, very cool. That's all this week. Shauna, thank you so much for stopping in.
Have a great morning.
Hot 104. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 739 up to 25 today. It's 13 right now. I totally missed this over the weekend because it happened on Saturday, and it's not that big a deal, so since I wasn't working, I didn't pay attention to it. Punxsutawney Phil.
Ah, yes.
Did not see his shadow for only the 15th time in 116 years.
Which means spring.
Early spring.
Yay!
Which to us is just winter ending in March instead of April.
Exactly.
You know.
But we'll take that.
If that means there's not a late March,
true.
Early April snowstorm. I can recall a May snowstorm,
mm-hmm.
although that was in the hills, not here.
But it could happen.
It could happen. Just wait around 5 minutes, the weather will change.
Okay.
Things overset in South Dakota.
South Dakota!
It's true, though.
It's really not that true. They usually see it coming. And the weather doesn't change every 5 minutes.
Not every 5 minutes, but it seems like it.
Yeah, and you know what? The weather can change suddenly in Florida, too. You can have a nice sunny day, and all of a sudden a hurricane blows your house down.
That's true.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so Super Bowl commercials yesterday. There were some bad ones, for sure. Really bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
The E-Trade baby, hang it up. Already, please.
Yeah, they need something else.
It's just... Ugh.
Like, I'm done with it.
I saw the E-Trade baby come on, and I'm just like, really? They did it again?
Yeah.
It's been going on for like 10 years now, hasn't it?
I don't know. It's been a while. I'm done with it.
Yeah. I guess there was a BlackBerry commercial. I missed it. I don't recall there being anything about BlackBerry.
They still make BlackBerries?
Yeah. Oh, they're coming out with a new one. They're trying to compete again. So, I did see the awful Psy commercial for pistachios.
Really?
Yep. He's wearing a green jacket and he's doing his little Gangnam Style dance.
Oh.
He's milking that 15 minutes for sure.
Yeah, he is.
The GoDaddy one again with the...
The kissing with Barbara Bailey?
Yeah, the... Okay, we got it, Mel. Good job on the sound effects.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't hear all that the first time, so it didn't gross me out.
It was,
and I was like, oh, I was like writing stuff down. I'm like, that was cool. And then it was loud, so I didn't really hear it all. And then the second time around, Rockley was in bed, Jackie was putting on her jammies, and I was like, that's gross.
Yeah, I didn't see it the first time because I was watching Wayne's World, but I did get to see the second time, and I was like, ew! Like it seriously made me like go, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, the sound effects were
way
so
too much.
Not necessary.
And that they dwelled on the making out way too long.
I could have handled the making out part of without, as long as that they didn't have that extra.
There was another one that I really liked.
Ugh.
It was for Tide, and it was like a Joe Montana jersey. It had a stain on it.
Okay.
And his wife washes the thing, and he's like, where's my jersey? I washed it. No! And he's just freaking out, and it was, you know, they're trying to cram a kind of a big long story into, you know, a 30-second ad. But
right.
Basically, it was this Joe Montana jersey that she washed. And then at the end, she like chuckles like she's wearing a Ravens jersey. I thought that one was kind
of
cute.
That's pretty cute. I liked, of course, the Paul Harvey one for Ram.
Yeah, that was, I saw lots of people talking about that one.
And I liked the Budweiser baby Clydesdale. That was a really good one.
Budweiser is usually good at making you laugh. I'd rather...
What's wrong with it was hitting the heartstrings a little bit,
I don't know. It was just too...
I liked it.
It really assumes everyone cares about ponies, and I don't. It's not like I hate ponies, but I just don't care about ponies. I'm sorry. It just...
It's a baby Clydesdale. That's so cool.
Okay.
Wow.
It's not like I hate horses.
Okay.
It's not like I'm a stockholder in a glue factory or anything. I didn't tug at my heartstrings. It's like, yep, baby horse. All right. Awesome.
All right.
The Paul Harvey one, that one was just cool on so many different levels.
Oh, amazing. I did get a text message about it because we were wondering when it was first read. And my friend Brandon sent me a message and said that it was at the National FFA Convention. Paul Harvey actually was there, and he recited that in 1978.
Yeah, if you didn't hear it, here's a little bit of it.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
And you can find it everywhere on the internet. It was a really, really... Actually, you can find it on our website, hot1047.com. It is up there. Which ones did you... The one you loved the most and the one you hated the most of the Super Bowl commercials? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 752 up to 25 today. A little warmer later on this week. Not too shabby. The Super Bowl commercials, the two most talked about that I noticed are the Ram Farmer commercial with Paul Harvey.
Mm-hmm. Loved it.
And the GoDaddy kissing one.
Hated it.
There was a lot of talk on both sides of it, or not on both sides, but I don't know. If it just wasn't for the sound effects, I wouldn't have...
I thought it would have been...
It would have been cool.
Clever.
And if they didn't dwell so long on the kissing.
Yeah. I honestly thought it was a clever commercial. I liked the idea of it, the premise of it, but the sound effects that...
Yeah. Another one that... okay, enough! I got a text here. Their favorite was the Deion Sanders going to the combine as Leon Sandcastle.
Okay. I missed that one.
He puts on this giant Afro wig and basically puts himself in a disguise so he can re-enter the draft as a different person because he retired. And he probably could still play, not be one of the best, but he could probably still play even though he's in his 40s.
Gotcha.
And that one was... It was kind of, the thing is there were no home run funny ones. They were just kind of cute.
Yeah. You know? I think it was interesting about how everybody was mad about the VW Bug one with the guy using the Jamaican accent.
I know.
And there was such an uproar over this. And then I watched the commercial and I was like, I didn't get anything racial whatsoever about that or racist.
Well, nothing racist. You could say it's racial, but there's a big difference between racial and racist.
But I didn't think there was anything wrong with
it. When you hear people talk in a Jamaican accent, it sounds positive and happy.
Like you're happy, man.
Like no one is.
That was the point of it, was that you were happy because you were driving the VW Beetle.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't understand like the whole uproar regarding everybody being mad about that.
I didn't really understand it either.
And I seriously thought it was... I thought it was a fun commercial. I like the fact that he was from Minnesota and he was talking...
Beer!
I mean, what's not happy about that?
Right?
The red stripe guy needs to come back.
Okay.
I got another one here. Said they really loved the Taco Bell commercial with the old people sneaking out of their nursing home.
Oh, that one was good.
To go to the club. Yeah,
that one was good.
That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when they buy like three ads worth of time, though.
So they can make it
longer. It's like a minute and a half.
Yeah, but that one was necessary to be longer.
The Ram one was that long, but that one kind of needed to be.
Because I've always been a big fan of Paul Harvey. And as soon as his voice came on, I immediately grabbed my attention. And I was like, oh, that's Paul Harvey.
Yeah. Callie's on the phone. How are you, Callie?
Hi,
I'm good. How about you?
Pretty good. So which commercial did you love the most and which one did you hate the most?
I hated the E-Trade commercial with the baby. I agree. It's been played out way too much.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I loved the most, and it's probably kind of sappy, it made me cry. It was the USO and Jeep commercial about the veterans and bringing them all home safe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I liked that one.
My friends were like, that's stupid. And I'm just like, you didn't grow up in a military family.
Yeah.
Because that's a really effing cool commercial.
Yeah. No, that was a very cool one. Thank you for the call, Callie.
You're welcome. Have a good
bye-bye.
Day.
I got another one that said Bud was a letdown this year other than the baby horse.
The baby horse one was awesome.
Okay.
Did they do any funny ones? Because I didn't.
I didn't see any.
Okay. Because, I mean, I liked, though, the fact that they did the sappy baby one. I thought that was super cute. I thought it was really well done.
I got a text from 2509 said the Willem Dafoe commercial was pretty good. I liked that one, too, where he was playing the devil. He's like, you can have anything you want.
Yeah.
It was for Mercedes.
That's right.
And then they finished putting up the billboard.
And it was only like $30,000 or something.
And he's like, never mind, I can handle it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the rare commercials where it actually, you remember who the commercial was for.
Right.
So many of them, you never remember who they're for. There was that one with the...
There isn't any product placement in a lot of those.
There was a show on the best commercials of Super Bowl commercials of all time. And there was one where there was like... It was like cat herding or something, and everybody loved it, but no one remembered who it was for. And it was some company I still to this day never heard of.
That's kind of a waste.
Yeah, if no one knows what it's for. But,
of millions of dollars.
Yeah. your favorite and your least favorite, let us know what they are. 361-557, email or text AM at hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.